Welcome, everybody. Shiur number 1241. We're learning today. Lilin Nishmas Bli Shadayv Bemrabar and Zizel. Lilin Nishmas Blima Basra Moisha and Rafur Shalem Rafal Moisha Chaim Ben Chana. Getting back to our halacha of Choyresh plowing. Okay, so we are in the middle of talking about the halachas of washing a floor. And even a little bit of counter, for that matter, but we're trying to stress on the floor part of it, and in conjunction with the Malach of Chayresh. So the reason, the question is why we're talking about it now in the Malach of Chayresh plowing, and that is because we spoke about a while back, we explained in the previous year, we spoke about sweeping, if one could sweep a floor, a dirt floor, sweeping a hard floor. We spoke about those ins and outs. We said as much, over there, we said as long as a person lives in a city whereby all the floors are regular hard floors, hard meaning tile, wood, whatever, in the case it's marble, so then that's the area you live in, and which is most of the time. So then we said in general it was not a problem to go ahead and to sweep the floor. So the same thing the Mechaber taught, we quoted the Mechaber last time from in our Simon Shin Lamed Zayin, who actually says one has to, who actually talks about floors per se, our Simon Shin Lamed Zayin, which talks about the Malach of Chayresh plowing, whereby he says straight up in Siv Gimel, one is not allowed to oil the floors, oil meaning shmir oil, which is in general what most people don't do that today, as far as I know, but be it as it may, but also not to, you can't go ahead and wash the floors. So the Mishnah Berurah, just real quickly to sum up what we spoke about last year, Mishnah Berurah said the reason is because of the fact that what in other words, what's the difference between sweeping and whereby we let you, if all the floors are regular hard floors, no problem, you can go ahead and sweep, but you can't wash. So the Mishnah Berurah said by washing, it's the Mechaber, the Shulchan Aruch was much stricter because of the fact by washing a person wants more of a beautifying of the floor, right? By sweeping, you're just sweeping up the crumbs, you're sweeping up the food that's build on the floor, or whatever the case is. But that's it, and you move on, as they say. But when it comes to washing, is whereby a person wants the floor to look, to shine, to look nice, like the Shulchan Aruch says, oiling the floors. Again, we don't do the oiling part, but the person wants the floor to look nice, and thereby you wash it with the right type of things and the right type of materials. Okay, so that's what the Mishnah Berurah ended off, and they said that's why the reason why the Mechaber said, the Shulchan Aruch said, that even on a hard floor, we don't wash floors. So now the Mishnah Berurah continues on, and he says another reason why the difference between why by sweeping floors of all the floors in the city, right, in general are hard floors, but by washing we don't let you wash, even though all the floors in the city are hard floors. And we're talking about a regular general wash. And we'll talk about small spots here and there. There's a little bit sticky spot, a black spot. We'll see if we could get it. We'll try and get into that a little bit. But he says another reason is, he says, V'dada hadochas ritzbas hakurashim, when a person's washing hard floors, whatever, wooden, whatever type of floors it is, it doesn't make a difference, but it's hard. In general, we're talking about, again, not carpet. We're talking about tiled. We're talking about marble and wood, or whatever the case is. So over there, he says, Shenehang kayyam zeh bezeh. There's another problem besides the sweeping. By sweeping, the only problem is you might come to knock down, you know, straighten out the ground, which is either the Isra of Chayrish outside or the Isra of Boina inside, but that's about it. But by washing, he says, there's another problem. He says, Oydis elasis b'shabes muvad hadocha hatzarech lezeh shriyas aluntis b'mayim kayidu. You have to wet a shmata. You need a shmata, right? Anytime when a person washes the floor, how are you going to wash it? Either going to use a mop, right, which is one type of shmata, if you want to call it aluntis, or aluntis is like a towel, whatever. Or you're going to use a towel, or you're going to use paper towel. But be it as it may, v'yesh b'zeh mishum kibus, and you have a problem of kibus or schita, whatever the case is, be it as it may, you sweep with a broom. It's all dry. When it comes to washing, then you're coming on to other problems of squeezing out materials, whether it's a mop, whether it's a towel, whether it's paper towels, or whatever the case is. So he says that's another problem, why you have a issue of washing floors on Shabbos, why it's more strict in reference to washing floors as opposed to sweeping floors, and all in conjunction with hard floors. Okay, now I just want to repeat what we mentioned the first year in reference to floors. and counters, for that matter, if somebody just has, just not so much to do with the Chayrish part, if somebody has a small spill, very simply, you could, to absorb, one is allowed to absorb. You can't squeeze out, but you could absorb, meaning spill on the counter, spill on the floor, a small, not a major large spill, but and you take a towel, either better to take pre-cut paper towels, even better, but if not, you could even take a towel, a larger towel, whereby you have to be careful if you soak up the spill, whereby when you touch the towel, you won't come to squeeze out the towel. In other words, if it's a small amount of water, a small amount of juice, a small amount of whatever it is that's spilled, you take a larger towel or a bunch of pre-cut paper towels, which is even better, wipe it up, so you're just absorbing the spill. And the paper towels you throw out. Well, in the case of the towel, you whatever, you throw it in the whatever you have to throw it, in the hamper, whatever the case is. But so in the case of the towel has to be large enough whereby when you touch the towel, you won't come to squeeze it out. What do we mean by that? If you have a large spill, let's say a whole cup of water spilled on the floor, right? And you take a small little towel and soak it up, so the towel will be so wet whereby as soon as you touch the towel, you're going to be squeezing out the towel. So that becomes more problematic. So you have to be careful to take a large towel, a smaller spill, a large towel. So the, obviously the larger the towel, the less chance there is, when we say towel, we mean a shmata and all these different type of things. But there's, it should be a shmata. It shouldn't be, you can't use it. We're not going to get into all the halachas right now in conjunction with, malabain, laundering, whereby you can use a good garment. In other words, there is a halacha if somebody uses like, I'll take my shirt and soak up the spill. That you're not allowed to do. There's a gezeira, you might come to squeeze it out. But we're not going to get into that right now. We're assuming for argument's sake, when we say towel, we're talking about a shmata towel, not a fancy towel, because over there it could be a problem, but a regular shmata towel. A larger towel, small spill, so thereby you don't have any issues with squeezing out, whereby inevitably you'll be squeezing out the towel. So that's one important thing to keep in mind on the counter, on the floor. Soaking up, just soaking up and doing it in a way whereby you won't come secretia inevitably to squeeze the towel or squeeze the paper towels or whatever the case is. Okay, so now, so I just want to end off with the, we'll talk about more details because we want to talk about, now what about not absorbing, but I want it just the floor sticky. What do we do in that case, right? The floor sticky. I can't, there's nothing to wipe up over there. There's some people stepped on something or something spilled and I wiped it up fine, but now the floor is a little bit sticky. Is there a way I could work with that? Just to end off, before we get to that next year, Bezrus Hashem, just to end off from the Sefer Yitzhar Halachas, again, an hour, Simen Shin Lamed Zayin, Ois Tes Zayin. He just says, finishing off, Yesh Lahachme Bezeh, when it comes to washing floors, right, he says, Yesh Lahachme Bezeh, Afilu Bizmanenu, even nowadays, by sweeping, we said it's okay, as long as in general you're living in such an area where all the floors are hard, number one. Number two, you have a soft broom. But when it comes to washing floors, he says, Yesh Lahachme Bezeh, we're more machmer, Afilu Bizmanenu, even nowadays, even though all the houses of the city have hard floors, and there's no gazeria whereby we're afraid you might come to, fill up holes or knock down mounds, and in other words, straighten out the, level out the ground. There's no gazeria because all the floors are hard. But he says, even in such a case, we don't wash floors. Even if there's no issues of schita, right? Even you'll tell me you'll do it in a way, I'll wash the whole floor, I don't know, with my hands or something like that. But and then there's no issue of vafilu ein bo schita. I'm not taking a rag, I'm not squeezing the rag, I'm not squeezing the mop. There's no issues of schita. Even in such a case, vafilu ein bo schita, could go in she'ein mishtamish b'matlas. The person's not using a shmata, not using a mop and these type of things. Even in such a case, we tell you, as far as washing, when we say washing, we're talking about washing the whole floor, not like one spot, which we'll talk about. Nowadays also, even if there's no issues of schita, but there's a problem, like we saw in the Mishnah Berurah spoke about, that nowadays we're more strict when it comes to even hard floors, when it comes to washing. By sweeping is easier. Washing is harder, we said, because of the fact, even if there's no squeezing issues over here, because it's a gezeira, one might, like from the Rambam, one might come to do it on dirt floors, and thereby be over chayresh either outside or boina building inside. Okay, we're going to go through more details in upcoming shiur. We want to talk about what about little marks. Good. We see you can't wash a full floor. Very good. Even if there's no schita, I won't use a mop. I won't use a rag. Very nice. Not a problem. But now, what about little marks? This floor is sticky in one little area over there. Is there a way of me getting that off somehow? Is that a problem with washing the floor? There's some black marks on the floor. Is that a problem of washing the floor? I'm not washing the whole floor, no problem. But a little bit here and there, there's some stuff just to get it back to, some sort of keep the sanity, as they say. You know what I mean? So we'll see upcoming shiurim. How exactly does that work? Thank you for listening. Aslach and bracha kol tov.